Buncombe County Department of Health and Human Services Medical Director Dr. Jennifer Mullendore says pertussis or whooping cough started showing up earlier this month, and now cases have been confirmed among students in 5 schools across the county.
I would say that we don't want people to get focused on what schools and the number of schools, because what that represents to us is it's spread throughout our community. From the western border to the eastern border, from the north to the south, we're seeing pertussis. So what we want the community to understand is there is pertussis, and we all need to be aware of it so that we can help stop the spread.
It's not like a cluster in one school that's going out. And it's also not winter. I think we think of these things when we're all confined indoors. And so does that tell you anything about this outbreak?
Not necessarily. Pertussis isn't always a very seasonal infection. We have seen it throughout, all times of the year. I think it just goes to the point of we know we have people in our community who are not immunized against pertussis, which allows there to be holes in our shield of protection in the community. And so getting one case of pertussis in our community can let it easily spread widely.
What is your strategy at this point?
So once we are informed of a suspected or confirmed case of pertussis, we interview the ill individual or their parent in the case of a child and try to figure out where have they been, where do they go. In the case of students at schools, we work closely with the school nurses and the school administration to identify close contacts to that sick individual. So the students who are in the class with the kid, the children who share the bus ride with them, their teachers, and identify high-risk contacts especially, because those are the people who are most susceptible to getting sick and severely ill from pertussis. And so lots of phone calls and connecting people with their healthcare provider for testing if they're having symptoms of pertussis, or for antibiotics to help prevent them from getting pertussis if they're identified as a close contact or a high-risk contact. So it's a lot of, grunt work on the part of our communicable disease nurses and the school nurses and school staff to really investigate what's going on, but also communicate it with parents and school staff and the community at large.
A quick description of pertussis, whooping cough, what people need to be watching out for.
Pertussis is a bacterial infection that affects the respiratory system, the airways. The typical, textbook description of pertussis is a cough that lasts for over 2 weeks and leads to coughing fits, very intense coughing fits that can actually lead to vomiting at the end of the coughing fit. And the name whooping cough comes from how, especially young children present, where they cough so much, and then finally, when they're able to take a breath, they take a breath in, and it makes a whoops kind of sound. And so if you've ever heard the sound of a young infant with pertussis, it breaks your heart. It sounds like a baby struggling to breathe, and that's what it is. And so that's the textbook kind of description of it, but I would say that especially in teenagers and adults, we don't often see the whoop or hear the whoop, but it is coughing, intense coughing fits, but maybe not with the vomiting at the end. So it can be really hard this time of year because people are having allergy symptoms and there's still common cold viruses making people sick. So what we would say is that if you or a family member is having a cough illness that you can't explain for another reason, like it's not because, oh yes, I always have allergies this time of year and it's just my normal allergies, but you're having coughing fits, if you've had a low-grade fever, runny nose, it would be worthwhile to contact your healthcare provider or be seen to make sure it's not pertussis. Because if it is, you need treatment and exclusion from activities to stop the spread. It's extremely contagious. It's one of the more contagious illnesses that exists. So we have alerted the providers, medical providers in the community about the increase in pertussis and alerted them that they might be seeing more patients coming in concerned about it, asked them to be sure that they're keeping pertussis on their radar, that they're testing for it appropriately, that they're treating people with the appropriate antibiotics. A key point in control of the outbreak is excluding people from activities. So keeping people home for the first 5 days of antibiotic treatment for pertussis. Because until they finish those first 5 days of antibiotics, they are still contagious and can easily spread the infection. So if your doctor tells you to keep your kid home from school for the 5 days, keep them home from school. It is critically important to help us stopping the spread of the infection. And then it's really important that providers who suspect pertussis communicate with us at the health department, because again, that helps us know what's going on in the community and helps us step in so we can investigate and stop the spread of the illness.
Hand washing, other stuff, is there anything else that is important?
Yeah, so it is easily passed through coughing, sneezing, really anything that involves the, you know, breathing, singing, that kind of stuff. So again, it's stay home when you're sick. We're always going to say wash your hands appropriately, cover your cough and sneeze. But again, it's that I think the big thing is if you're sick and coughing, don't go to work, don't go to school, don't go to the grocery store. Really stay home until you're well enough to be out in public.
When's the last time we've had a pertussis outbreak in Buncombe County?
1 year we had 60 cases. I think that was 2014. Every year we have, you know, cases, and some are connected, some are random, but the last big heavy year was, I think, 2014, and right around Thanksgiving when people were getting ready to travel. I would say that, you know, something that may be in our favor with this is that the school year is coming to a close, but, you know, those kids are going to go somewhere. Are they going to go to summer camps? Are they going to hang out in the community? I mean, it may help disperse it even further. So we'll wait and see what's going on. Immunization clinic at 53 South French Broad Avenue that's open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. If there is an identified need in the community and we need to stay open longer hours or, you know, some adjust our schedule in some other way, we have historically done that, and we would do that if that need is identified.
Any ballpark figure of how high you expect this to go? I mean, do you even think about predicting, or do you just have to watch and wait?
I think, you know, we're just right now we're working hard to get our hands all around the current situation, and really that is the work that's going to help minimize. So we're putting all our efforts into connecting with parents and providing preventive treatment to those who are most at risk.
Is there a ballpark age range you see in it younger, the cases, age range of cases?
I would say we're seeing it in the preteen, early teen, kind of that adolescent, which is, again, that's when the studies have found that when they look at babies who get sick with pertussis, where are they getting it from? They're getting it from their older siblings, their adolescent siblings. Because that's, the time when the protection from the childhood vaccine wears off, and we need to be getting kids their Tdap boosters. It's just a more at-risk age range. All right. So I think of vaccines, like the pertussis vaccine, as similar to seatbelts. Wear our seatbelts to prevent major injury and death from a car accident. But we don't expect the seatbelt to fully prevent, you know, minor injuries. But we still wear our seatbelts. We know the value of them. And so the pertussis vaccine, when a young child is fully vaccinated with all 5 doses of their DTaP, it's 80 to 90% effective. After that point, the protection from the vaccine decreases gradually over time, which is why we want and require middle school children to get a booster dose, and why it's really important for adults in our community to also get their Tdap booster dose. The more up-to-date people are on their immunizations, the stronger the protection of that vaccine is for individuals as well as our community at large.
So for parents of children who aren't vaccinated, and here comes whooping cough in their school.
Yeah, so when we hear about pertussis in the community, we don't want anyone to get sick with pertussis, but what we get most worried about are the most vulnerable in our community, which are infants who are too young to be fully vaccinated. We worry about pregnant women who are getting ready to have those vulnerable infants. And we get worried about people who are immunocompromised, who have weakened immune systems. And so it's really important for parents to recognize that the choice they make about themselves and their children, their families, impacts the entire community. And so that choice they make is going to affect that baby they encounter at the grocery store, or the elderly neighbor down the street, or the pregnant school teacher in their children's class. And so I really ask people to think beyond themselves and their families and consider our entire community, and especially the most vulnerable in our community, when they make choices about immunizations.
Buncombe County, I think, has the highest immunization non-compliance rate. Here comes a very contagious illness. What are you thinking?
Yeah. Well, we know that our population of not fully vaccinated school children definitely puts us at risk of a large outbreak of pertussis, as well as any other vaccine-preventable disease. So we're not surprised when we start seeing cases diagnosed in our community, but it definitely makes us hold our breath a little bit for how bad can this get. We do expect this to continue to get worse before it gets better. And so I would encourage people who are uncertain of their immunization status or know that they're not up to date on their pertussis vaccine, like, now is the time to call your healthcare provider, come to our Health and Human Services Immunization Clinic, get up to date so that you can help us protect you, but also stop the spread of the pertussis outbreak in our community.
People may say, well, it's already here, so why should I do it?
Yeah, I would say it's never too late. You may not have been exposed yet, and so getting that vaccine may help your immune system protect you. And again, we don't know how long this is going to go on. Might as well go ahead and get it now to hopefully protect yourself going into the future. I mean, I know I talked about pregnant women, but I think that's our big, like, really, if you are a pregnant woman in your third trimester of pregnancy, it is critical that you get your Tdap booster. It doesn't matter if you've already had it before. The recommendation is every pregnancy during the third trimester, get that vaccine to help protect your newborn baby. Yeah. And clearly we know it's not just the mom who's around that newborn baby. So anyone who has contact with an infant, so grandparents, dads, siblings, childcare providers, need to make sure they're up to date on their Tdap booster as well. Super. We don't want to see a baby die in our community from pertussis. I would say we're seeing it in the preteen, early teen, kind of that adolescent, which is, again, that's when the studies have found that when they look at babies who get sick with pertussis, where are they getting it from? They're getting it from their older siblings, their adolescent siblings, because that's, the time when the protection from the childhood vaccine wears off, and we need to be getting kids their Tdap boosters. It's just a more at-risk age range.
Right. And what is the non-compliance rate among Buncombe County schools?
This past year, we don't have the current school year's data. Actually, for the last school year, Transylvania County had a higher rate than us, but they're a smaller population. So among all the top 10 urban counties, we do have the highest rate, and it's just under 5% of our kindergartners who are not vaccinated fully with all the required. I know I talked about pregnant women, but I think that's our big, like, really, if you are a pregnant woman in your third trimester of pregnancy, it is critical that you get your Tdap booster. It doesn't matter if you've already had it before. The recommendation is every pregnancy during the third trimester, get that vaccine to help protect your newborn baby. Yeah, and clearly we know it's not just the mom who's around that newborn baby, so anyone who has contact with an infant, so grandparents, dads, siblings, childcare providers, need to make sure they're up to date on their Tdap booster as well. Super. We don't want to see a baby die in our community from pertussis.